This is Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings. Join us on a musical journey through the decades featuring the vocals, songs, and stories of Cape Breton recording artists who have made an impact at home and abroad.
Since the Celtic boom of the 80s and 90s, fans have embraced Cape Breton artists like the Rankin Family, Ashley MacIsaac, the Barry McNeils, and Natalie McMaster. They have brought Celtic music to brand new audiences around the world. But long before Celtic music was cool, there was a lone voice for the Celtic tradition, playing pipe tunes on the 12-string guitar in the 1960s, later touring the country and hosting his own television show. He eventually became known affectionately as the Godfather of Celtic music and became a household name in Canada. In this edition of Through the Years, we'll be looking at the life, music, and career of none other than Jean Allan Cameron. It was on December 16, 1938, that Jean Allan Cameron was born in Glencoe Station, Inverness County. That area is known for its traditional Gaelic ceilidhs or kitchen parties. Jean Allan was raised in a musical family. His mother, Katie Ann, and his brother, John Donald, were avid fiddlers. Cameron's uncle was Dan R. MacDonald, a renowned fiddler and composer. And his other siblings, Alec, Jessie Ann, and Marie, are known as fine Cape Breton-style pianists. Katie herself also sang Gaelic songs, some of which Jean Allan would later record himself. Jean Allan began playing guitar for his brother at local dances when he was just 12, and progressed to the point where he was accompanying other fiddlers. In his late teens, Cameron switched career paths and moved to Ottawa to pursue the priesthood. As he later told the Cape Breton Post, when he was a kid, the two most important people in the world were the priest and the fiddler. Jean Allan Cameron spent 7 years with the Order of the Oblate Fathers and continued with his studies until 1963. However, Jean Allan couldn't shake the feeling that God had other plans for him, and he missed performing the music he loved. In 1964, Cameron received a special papal dispensation to leave the order without being ordained. Jean Allan moved to Antigonish to earn his BA at St. Effect's University. While in Antigonish, he got a job hosting a radio program 3 mornings a week on CJFX Radio. He graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree in 1966 and earned his Bachelor of Education in Halifax the following year. It was while in Halifax that Jean Allan had a successful audition on CBC's popular folk music program Sing Along Jubilee. He was hired and eventually became a featured soloist. In 1967, Jean Allan started teaching English and religion at a Catholic high school in London, Ontario. But after 1 year, he quit and returned to music. In 1968, Cameron would play sold-out shows at both the Newport and Mariposa folk festivals and honed his act in countless taverns and pubs across Canada. Soon after, Jean Allan signed a recording contract with Apex Records. His debut album, Here Comes Jean Allan Cameron, was released in 1968 and would become a seminal Celtic folk album. The follow-up, The Minstrel of Cranberry Lane, was released in 1969. That record also came out on Apex Records. At first, Jean Allan had a difficult time reaching Canadians with his traditional music. As he would tell a reporter in 2003, there was no music industry in this country, and Celtic music wasn't regarded as music. Cameron was known for his interpretations of Scottish pipe tunes using the 12-string guitar, as much as he also became known for wearing a kilt on stage. It may initially have been a marketing ploy for tourists, but soon became a personal trademark after he began wearing it on Sing Along Jubilee in the early 70s. Jean Allan Cameron had one of his earliest successes in 1970 when he was asked to play one song at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Jean Allan and his band, consisting of Alistair McGilvery and David Eisner, was such a hit that it played for 15 minutes and got a standing ovation. In fact, later Freeman Roach told Jean Allan that the two biggest ovations on the Opry that year were for Marty Robbins and for him. Right now, let's pause in our story of Jean Allan Cameron and listen to some of his music. We're going to hear tracks now from the first two albums, Here Comes Jean Allan Cameron and The Minstrel of Cranberry Lane. Now, the first Jean Allan Cameron album, simply called Here Comes Jean Allan Cameron, is notable for a couple of reasons. It was recorded at the RCA Studios in Montreal, Quebec, which was the same studio that John Lennon used to record Give Peace a Chance. And the album is also notable as being the first professional multi-track recording by a Cape Breton artist. And this album helped launch Cameron's career abroad and led to the performances at the Newport Folk Festival and Mariposa Folk Festival, as I mentioned earlier. The musicians on this recording, this first recording, vocals, guitars, and step dancing, Jean Allan Cameron. Jessie Cameron, Jean Allan's sister, plays piano and celeste, and John Donald Cameron, who is John Allan's older brother, is playing the fiddle. And featured on bass is one of Jean Allan's alumni from Sing Along Jubilee, Fred McKenna. Here comes Jean Allan Cameron, We're going to hear three tracks from that first album. And this first song was actually, I believe, the first song by Janelle and Cameron I ever heard on the radio. I was just a wee lad when it came out in the late 60s. It's called There Was an Old Woman from Mabu. And we'll follow that up with I Am a Little Beggar Man. And we'll finish off with the lovely but sad ballad, The Banks of the Sicily. And we're going to follow up those three tracks from the debut album with the title song to the sophomore album by Janelle and Cameron, The Minstrel of Cranberry Lane, which was released in 1969. This is Janelle and Cameron.
1, 2.
There was an old woman from Mabu. In Mabu she did well. She loved her husband dearly, but another man twice as well. Would me right for little ladle, and me right for lorally. One day she went to the doctor, some medicine for to find. Saying, doctor, give me something that will make me old man blind. Would me right for little ladle, and me right for lorally. Oh, feed him eggs and marrow bones and make him sup them all. Won't be so very long after that he can't see you at all. Would me right for little or little and me right for lorally. So she fed him eggs and marrow bones and made him sup them all. Wasn't so very long after that he couldn't see the wall. Would me right for little or little and me right for lorally. See, I think I'll drown myself, but that might be a sin. Says she, I'll go along with you, I'll help to push you in. Would me right for little or little, and me right for lorally. The old woman, she went back a bit to get a running go. The old man blithely stepped aside, and she went down below. Would me right for little or little, and me right for lorally. She swam and swam and swam and swam. She came to the further brim. The old man got a long rush pole. He pushed her further in. Would you me right for little or little, and me right for lorally. Oh, aches and marrow bones will make your old man blind. But if you want to drown him, you must creep up close behind. Would you me right for little or little, and me right for lorally.
And the better I have been, for there is Gomor in the little allegory. I know from the lippy down is a girl, and I know by the name of old Johnny Doo. A father fit to go and should Rebecca miss the best. Oh, when a man is tired, he can lay down and rest. He can beg for his dinner, for there's something else to do. Only tap around the corner in his old rig-a-doo. I slept in the barn, right in the curry bone. I went to my come on and was up to the dawn. With the holes in the roof and the rain peeking through. And the cats and the rats that were playing peek-a-boo. Who did it wake up but the woman of the house? With her white spotted apron and her calico blouse. And she began to frighten when I said boo. And don't be afraid, cause it's all the Johnny Doo. Hip-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-lad. Hip-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee
Santa Becca gone with Susan, chill and chill, and the fame we are gonna say, you get it, and the ghost of your soul, and the mother of the fame with little.
Sicily, fare ye well, your valley and shore. There's no jot will mourn the loss of ye, poor bloody soldiers are weary. The pipey's tune and he's piping away. He can't come to town for his vino today. The sky's like Antrimar, cloudy and gray, but the song that is played is eerie. Fare ye well, ye banks of Sicily, fare ye well, your valley and shore. There's no jock will mourn the loss of ya, poor bloody soldiers are weary. It's march down the stairs and light on the bed. On your backs, and the boats are away, waiting your turn while the pipes and drums play. But the song that they're playing is eerie. Fare ye well, ye banks of Sicily. Fare ye well, your valley and shore. There's no jock will mourn the loss of ya, poor bloody soldiers are weary. The drummy is polished, the drummy is grand. He cannot be seen for his straps and his band. He's beezed himself up for a photo and stand, to leave with this lala his dearie.
But he laughs as he sings, and what happiness it brings. The minstrel of Granbury Lane. Sometimes he's hungry and cold, His clothes are a sight to behold. But he's gentle and mild as he sings to each child. The minstrel on Granberry Lane. One foggy night, the neighbors met in the meeting house down in the lane. They said this old man for our children is bad. Why, he even sings in the rain. So they issued a summons, the minstrel must go, but they reckon without his appeal. For he sang of the gold and the rainbow's end, and dreams only children can feel. And so in the night, while the town was asleep, he played his sad roundelay. And the children crept out of their beds in the night and followed the minstrel away. Now sadder but wiser, I fear, are the parents who hold children so dear. For each child must be free to follow like me, the minstrel on Granberry Lane. For each child must be free to follow like me, the minstrel on Granberry Lane.
You're listening to Through the Years, the history of Cape Breton recordings. And in this segment, we're listening to the music and following the career of the late, great Jan Allen Cameron. There we heard the title song to The Minstrel of Cranberry Lane, Jan Allen's second album that was released in 1969. It was digitally remastered and released for the first time on CD in October of 2015. In addition to Jan Allen Cameron on vocals, fiddle, and 6 and 12 string guitars, he's accompanied on the recording by Dougie McPhee on piano and David Eisner on bass. Now, I did mention earlier that the album was originally released on Apex Records, but was re-released by Stephen McDonald Productions with the cooperation of Jan Allen's family. That was the same team that remastered the debut album from Jan Allen, which was originally released, as I mentioned, in 1968, Here Comes Jan Allen. It was remastered in 2012 using the original multi-track session tapes because the original stereo master could not be found. The reissue of Here Comes Jan Allen Cameron includes a 28-page booklet featuring the original liner notes and artwork, along with additional photos and writings. Before we get to how Jan Allen Cameron's career progressed after those first two albums, let's talk a little bit now about the style of Jan Allen Cameron. Now, one might say that everything is unique about the style of singing and the style of playing of Cameron. For instance, his voice has been described as a slightly reedy baritone, but after listening for a while, you realize that it's like hearing a fiddle or a set of bagpipes transformed into a human sound. It's been called an intensely personal voice with emotional depths that he conveyed through inflection and tone color. He can croon a sweetly poetic Gaelic love song or snap out a contemporary song. His voice carried an uncanny quality of timelessness. But like his ancestors, Cameron's voice still retained a trace of the Gaelic lilt, or even hearing the distant, faintly melancholy sound of a lone piper at dusk. Meanwhile, the 12-string acoustic guitar would be John Allen Cameron's main instrument through much of his career. Though not especially common among guitarists in Atlantic Canada, the 12-string gave Cameron's recordings a distinctive sound, a crisp and bright jangle when used for accompaniment, and a shimmering chorused sound because of the doubled strings when he played fiddle and pipe tunes. He had a technique of using a thumb pick and constant downstrokes, which is different because most Celtic guitars in Cape Breton use flat picks and alternate up and down strokes. It was also observed that Cameron could convincingly imitate the ornaments and cuttings of the pipes and violin and incorporate them both in his lead playing and accompaniment. Following Jan Allen Cameron's appearance at the Grand Ole Opry, things were now really moving fast for him. And it was not only his musical talent that was impressing audiences, it was his trademark combination of humor, enthusiasm, down-home charm, and courage. And one of those sources of attention was Anne Murray's management company, Balmer. And they signed Jan Allen to a new deal with Columbia Records. Of course, Anne Murray and Jan Allen knew each other since their sing-along Jubilee days. Cameron's third album and first major label release, Get There by Dawn, was released in 1972, and it set the course for the next phase of his career. He stayed true with the momentum of his earlier releases, including English and Scottish popular ballads, rollicking pub tunes, and 12-string guitar renditions of fiddle and bagpipe tunes. But he also added songs into the mix from contemporary songwriters from Canada, such as Bruce Cockburn and Paul Grady, and Ireland's Tommy Makem, Pecker Dunne, and Dominic Behan. The musical mix of Get There by Dawn shows how Cameron aimed to reach a wider audience. There were definite connections to Jen Allen's Cape Breton roots, not just in the repertoire, but in the sounds of the fiddle and bagpipes that graced some tracks, and in the accent and diction with which Cameron spoke and sang. His arrangements, always dominated by the sparkling acoustic sound of the 12-string, nevertheless brought in sounds from country music and folk rock. It was a sound that worked in small-town pubs, folk festivals, country venues, and concert stages. The album Get There by Dawn was also notable in the fact that it was the first of several by Cameron to be produced by Ann Murray's producer, Brian Ahern. Right now, let's listen to two tracks from Get There by Dawn. This is the title song we're going to hear first, and then we're going to hear Bruce Cockburn's Going Down the Road. This is Through the Years with John Allen Cameron.
I looked up for the moon tonight. All I saw was my street light. Recalling all you do, I made my wish on you. I went out in the hallway today. I went out, but my shoes were gone. But I had your party in mind, so I drove over with no shoes on.
We'll get there by dawn. We'll get there by dawn. We'll get there by dawn, 'cause your landlord will still be on.
Captain now said between flights, tell me what is your light in the night. He smiled as he got up to go. Said, do what's right and it will show.
We'll get there by dawn. We'll get there by dawn. We'll get there by dawn. 'Cause your landlord will still be on.
I said, Lord, show yourself to me. But my window was all I could see. I looked down and I saw the rainbow. It was him, he was letting me know.
We'll get there by dawn. We'll get there by dawn. We'll get there by dawn, 'cause your landlord will still be on.
In the Isle of Cape Breton, my father did stay, and his father's father before, a fishing the banks and a digging in the coal, from a mines that don't give no more ore. So I'm going down the road, boys, I'm
fishermen return so gay. Their nets with the silver caught blast, but they could not compete with the company fleet. Now it's welfare relief for go west. So I'm going down the road, boys. I'm sinking while I'm old, boys. And I guess it must get better before enough I go. Well, I came to the city with the sun in my eyes, my heart full of laughter and dreams. But all that I found there was concrete and dust and hard times sold in vending machines. So I'm going down the road, boys. I'm seeking water. Oh, boys, and I guess it must get better if far enough I go. So I'm going down the road, boys. I'm seeking while I'm old, boys, and I know it must get better.
You're listening to Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings. And in this episode, we're listening to the music and tracing the career of Janelle and Cameron. We just heard the song Going Down the Road, which was the title song from the movie of the same name that came out in 1970, which traced the story of two young men leaving the East Coast for greener pastures in Toronto. And Bruce Coburn sang the song on the credits for the movie. We heard John Allen's version of Going Down the Road from the album Get There by Dawn, which was released in 1972. And just before Going Down the Road, we heard the title song, Get There by Dawn, written by Canadian folk singer-songwriter Paul Grady. It was the first of a few songs by Grady that John Allen Cameron would go on to record. And the title song of the album also was one of Janelle and Cameron's first chart successes in Canada, reaching the Canadian Adult Contemporary chart in 1972, peaking at number 11. In fact, the album itself went to number 75 on the Canadian album charts. Janelle's most successful single up to that point was also a song from the album Get There by Dawn, and it reached number 4 on the Adult Contemporary charts in Canada in 1972 and received a lot of airplay here in Cape Breton as well. We're talking about Ralph McTell's Streets of London.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the papers with his worn out shoes? Eyes, you see the pride, arms hang loosely by your side. Yesterday's papers telling yesterday's news. And how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl as she walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair, her clothes and rags. She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home into her carrier bag. Take you by the hand
the streets of London, showing something to make you change your mind.
Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. In their wintry city, the wind cries little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So now will you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind.
This is Through the Years, a series highlighting the best Cape Breton recordings of all time. And in this episode, we're highlighting the music and career of Janelle and Cameron. And then we heard John Allen with his biggest chart single from the album Get There by Dawn from 1972, Streets of London. John Allen Cameron's next album, Lord of the Dance, would be released in 1972. That album featured a stellar lineup of musicians, including bassist Skip Beckwith, dobro player Mickey Andrews from Cape Breton, also guitarists Brent Tickholm, Lenny Bro, and Tommy Graham, and steel guitar player Ben Keith. And that album would feature some of what would become Janelle and Cameron's most popular songs. And we're going to hear a number of those songs right now, beginning with the title song to the album Lord of the Dance, which is a song adapted from the Christian sect The Shakers' hymn Simple Gifts. New sacred lyrics were added in 1963 by Sidney Carter. We'll follow that up with Janelle's rendition of the Scottish ballad Elizabeth Lindsay Meets Ronald McDonald, a song written several centuries ago and compiled in a book by Francis James Child in the second half of the 19th century. And we're going to finish off this set from Lord of the Dance with another song composed by Paul Grady, who wrote the title song to the Get There by Dawn album. And the track we're going to hear is called I Can't Tell You. And as a matter of fact, that single became a top 30 country hit for Jan Allen in 1973. Music now from Lord of the Dance. This is Janelle and Cameron.
I danced in the morning when the world was begun. I danced in the moon and I danced in the sun. I came down from heaven and I danced on earth. In Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance and wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the Dance. And I lead you all wherever you may be. Fishermen for James and John, they danced with me and the dance went on. Dance then wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the Dance.
And I lead you all wherever you may be, and I lead you all in the dance. go to the Highlands, whistling sea? Will you go to the Highlands with me? Will you go to the Highlands, whistling sea? My darling and my wife-to-be. Will I go to the Highlands with you, sir? Such a thing it never could be. For I know not the name you have taken, or why you roam ragged and free. Will you go to the Highlands, listening sea? Or will you go to the Highlands with me? Will you go to the Highlands, listening sea? My darling and my wife to be. Now, lady, your mind is mistaken if it sees but a beggar in me. From my name it is Ronald MacDonald, a chieftain of highest degree. Will you go to the Highlands, listen, sea? Will you go to the Highlands with me? Will you go to the Highlands, listen, sea? My darling and my wife to be. She's parted her coat of white satin for clothing of poor quality. Sir Ronald MacDonald, his darling and his wife to be. Will you go to the Highlands, the Lucilian Sea? Will you go to the Highlands with me? Will you go to the Highlands, the Lucilian Sea? My darling and my wife to be. My darling and my wife to be. Well, I can't tell you in words that will sound fine, for what is true may not growing in the ground. Let you smell the pines and drink the water clear. You'll want to dance till the sun goes down. Dance till the sun goes down. Dance till the sun goes down. And it can take you to a fountain of eternal youth, or a pleasure dome, 'cause it's probably truth. I can't take you, but I can take you to a farm up north where it's quiet and show you what's growing in the ground. Let you smell the pines and drink the water clear. You'll wanna dance till the sun goes down. Dance till the sun goes down. Dance till the sun goes down.
This is Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings, and from the album Lord of the Dance, that was Jan Allen finishing off that set with I Can't Tell You, a top 30 country hit in Canada in 1973. The 1970s would prove to be a very busy time for Jan Allen Cameron. He would spend the decade recording and touring, particularly as an opening act for Anne Murray, as well as becoming more visible on Canadian television. He and his wife Angela settled in a Toronto suburb with their son Stuart, and Jan Allen was on the road 8 or 9 months of the year, touring with Anne Murray. The show traveled internationally, and Jan Allen opened shows all over Canada and the U.S., including the glitziest venue of all, Las Vegas, often wearing his kilt and playing his tunes for the showroom audiences. Jan Allen's travels with the Murray Troupe also meant he mingled with more people in the country music industry. He met up with many of the up-and-coming generation of country singers, such as Kris Kristofferson, John Prine, and Steve Goodman, who wrote City of New Orleans. These writers were younger, more introspective, and interested in a wider variety of song topics. They wrote intelligent, ironic lyrics and tunes, which intrigued Jan Allen. And he began to add some of those songs to his repertoire. By the mid-1970s, Jan Allen Cameron reached a high point of public visibility, appearing frequently on television. He hosted the Halifax-based CBC show Kaylee in 1974, and then got his own Jan Allen Cameron show on CTV, broadcast out of Montreal, which ran from 1975 to 1976. He also hosted the annual Juno Award show that year, 1976. The television series gave him the chance to do one of the things he liked best, that's pushing new talent. The guests were diverse. They included Acadian singer Edith Butler, Steve Goodman, also Tom Paxton, Roger Whittaker, Bruce Coburn, and a young Stan Rogers, who Jan Allen first heard in 1972 on the suggestion of record producer Paul Mills, and Jan Allen became convinced that Rogers was going to be the next big star. Cameron gave Rogers an early break by booking him to play on his Montreal television show, and the two men became close friends. Cameron played backup guitar on Rogers' 1976 album, Fogarty's Cove. Jan Allen believed that he was the first person to hear Rogers' shanty Barrett's Privateers, and Rogers and Cameron appeared together often in concert. In the midst of everything else that he was involved with in the mid-70s, Jan Allen finally got back into the studio and released a double album in 1976 called Weddings, Wakes, and Other Things. Issued by Columbia that year, it has some of Jan Allen's best recorded work on it. It's a cross-sectional glance at all the music that interested him most. Three of the sides were recorded in a studio, and the fourth was taped live at a concert in Halifax. It was produced by another longtime friend, songwriter Robbie McNeil. Two sides have a mix of country folk repertoire that was becoming Cameron's trademark. One entire side contains instrumental solos of Scottish material, with Jan Allen as soloist on 12-string guitar, backed up by piano and bass. True to his habit of promoting work by new talent, Cameron included three songs by writer Alistair McGilvery, his former bandmate. Two of the songs are slightly wistful, Looking Back and the now-famous Song for the Myra, Cameron's version of which helped popularize McGilvery's well-loved Cape Breton anthem. The third McGilvery song was a bouncy tune with a strong country feel called Tie Me Down. By the way, this song provided Cameron with a Canadian Adult Contemporary radio hit. It went to number 33 on the Adult Contemporary chart in 1976. From the album Weddings, Wakes, and Other Things, this is Jan Allen Cameron and the Alistair McGilvery song Tie Me Down.
Now I've been wheels and I've been rails. I've been dusty roads and grassy wagon trails. But I miss the friends that linger in the streets of my hometown. If you love me, you'll believe me. Tie me down, tie me down, tie me down. You know I never meant to play around. If you love me, you'll believe me. And I'll go with you now. But we've got to get together. Tie me down. Now I know some, yes, more than one. There's been some things I wish I'd never done. Once befriended me a devil, went along to be a clown. If you love me, you'll believe me. Tie me down. Tie me down. Tie me down. You know I never meant to play around. If you love me, you'll believe me, and I'll go with you now. But we've got to get together, tie me down. And if we swore, we'd change no more. There'd be nothing that our hearts would be good for. Give this some consideration before you turn around. If you love me, you'll believe me, tie me down. Tie me down, tie me down. You know I never meant to play around. If you love me, you'll
get together, tie me down, tie me down, tie me down. You know I never meant to play around. If you love me, you'll believe me, and I'll go with you now. But we've got to get together, tie me down. But we've got to get together, tie me down.
I have been telling my sophisticated urban friend Robbie McNeil about the wonderful upbringing I had at Glencoe Station. And I'll never forget the very private little joys we had there, like the personal Kayleys and going to social events like wakes and weddings, as few people know. But I remember my very first time out of Glencoe Station on a trip to Antigonish. And the height of my excitement in Antigonish, I remember, was going into Woolworths and trying on gloves. And another time, I remember going over to Glace Bay, and for an interesting pastime, we went to Curry's funeral home and watched the coffins warp. Oh, God. And speaking about coffins, this is a contemporary song about the joys of death, and it's a song I remember doing, Isn't It Grand Boys to Be Bloody Well Dead, and I got this sister song for it. Woke up this morning, put on my slippers, walked in the kitchen and died. And oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling and on up into heaven I'd ride. When I got there, then he'd say, Johnny, it happened this way. You slipped upon the floor and hit your head. And all the angels say just before you passed away, these were the very last words that you said. Please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. No other have 'em cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind size. Give my stomach to Milwaukee if they run out of beer. Throw my socks in the cedar box, just get them out of here. Venus de Milo can have my arms. Look out, I've got your nose. Sell my heart to the junk man and give my love to Rose. But please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. No other have them cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size. Give my feet to the footloose, careless, fancy free. Give my knees to the needy, don't lay that stuff on me. Hand me down my walking cane, it's a sin to tell a lie. Send my mouth away down south and kiss my ass goodbye. But please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. No other have 'em cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size.
You're listening to Through the Years, a history of the best recordings of Cape Breton. And we just heard Janelle and Cameron from his album Weddings, Wakes, and Other Things. That was the John Prine song, Please Don't Bury Me, recorded at the Rebecca Cohn Auditorium. And before that, another track from the album written by Alistair McGilvery called Tie Me Down. In 1978, Janelle and Cameron started his own record label called Glencoe after his hometown Glencoe Station. He released an album called Fiddle with the Cape Breton Symphony, a group featuring Winston Scotty Fitzgerald, Wilfred Gillis, Jerry Holland, and his brother John Donald. The group had appeared on Janelle's 1979 summer variety series for CBC Television and did a tour to Ireland. The CBC show received good ratings, but since most of his fans could not receive the network on which the show was distributed, the show was canceled. In retrospect, Cameron believed that it might have worked out better if he had done a television show at the local Sydney television station first in order to learn more about production techniques, planning, and audience building. It also would have allowed him to use the large pool of talented local performers and writers, Alistair McGilvery, guitarist and fiddler Dave McIsaac, and singer-songwriters Fred Lavery and Leon Dubinsky. Janelle's first Glencoe solo album, Freeborn Man, followed in 1979. That album put a renewed emphasis on traditional Cape Breton and Scottish songs like Mary Mac, the Mingulay Boat Song, Sound the Pibroch, The Broom of Cowdenows, as well as Gaelic tunes and a few contemporary tunes like Make and Break Harbor by Stan Rogers and Fred Lavery's Fisherman's Song. During the 1980s, Canada's media and music industry were changing, and Cameron struggled to keep the pace he had sustained during the 70s. A reworked version of Weddings, Wakes, and Other Things was released in 1981 under the title Song for the Myra, and a best-of collection was released in 1982. Janelle was not able to license his own material from his time on Apex Records, so the first two LPs were not represented in this collection. Also during this time, his management company, Balmore, declined to renew their contract with Janelle. So in 1984, he signed with Entertainment Management Corporation, who handled his business for the next 5 years. But it didn't work out so well, as Cameron felt that the idea that he presented himself as a children's entertainer was not expansive enough. Although he did get bookings on the lucrative Kiddies concert circuit, he hungered for the continuing contact with adult concert audiences who would appreciate the variety and scope of his material. Cameron's only all-new album during the 80s was called Good Times. It was an attempt to update his style by working with a Nashville producer, a full band, and a sound that leaned more towards modern electric pop. Janelle knew he needed more radio play to stay in the game as a professional musician, and he searched for a style that would be compatible with the country and easy listening formats that occasionally had embraced him in the 70s. However, this new sound did not really gel with Cameron's preferred material or his unadorned everyman style of singing. Despite this, his reputation as a critical figure in the Canadian folk revival and in Maritime Celtic music led to new honors and opportunities in the 80s and 90s. In 1995, Janelle was given a Lifetime Achievement Award at the East Coast Music Awards and was given prominent billing during the first two Celtic Colors festivals back home in Cape Breton. Also at the beginning of the Celtic wave of the 1990s, as many of the Cape Breton artists he had mentored or influenced in the 70s and 80s were beginning to take flight, including the Rankins, Ashley McIsaac, and the Barry McNeils, Janelle released a new album, Wind Willow, in 1991. It was a return to his acoustic style and featured a typical mix of ballads, Celtic tunes, new singer-songwriter fare, and his signature 12-string guitar playing. That was followed the following year, 1992, with a three-volume retrospective, Classic Janelle, further promoting Celtic music's godfather at this critical moment in the Maritime's music history. Cameron's last album, Glencoe Station, was released in 1996 and featured My Cape Breton Home, which he co-wrote. It was an autobiographical account of his journey from Cape Breton to Ottawa to pursue the priesthood and narrates his eventual decision to dedicate his life to the music and culture he grew up in and loved dearly. In 2003, Cameron was awarded the Order of Canada, one of Canada's highest civilian honors, as an acknowledgement of his contribution to Canadian culture. His work was publicly honored as a matter of national significance. Unfortunately, not long after this peak moment, Janelle received alarming news. His health had been questionable for a few years, and visits to specialists had been inconclusive. In 2005, at the age of 66, he was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia and bone marrow cancer. Benefit concerts in Halifax and Glace Bay were held by Cameron's friends and fellow musicians, from Rita McNeil to Fred Lavery to the Barry McNeils to Jerry Holland, hoping to raise money as well as spirits. Unfortunately, the efforts at treatment were unsuccessful, and Cameron passed away on November 22, 2006, in Scarborough, Ontario. So what is Janelle and Cameron's legacy? Well, one might say it lies in making Cape Breton's Celtic traditional music a known and loved genre across Canada. He turned a regional traditional style of music into something worth promoting nationally. He was a hero to many of the young maritime musicians who followed and became stars in their own right. He was also generous in sharing the stage with new talent, and artists like the Rankin family, Dave Gunning, and Ashley McIsaac benefited early in their careers from Cameron's promotional boosts. Ashley McIsaac has said that the next generation will discover who Janelle was and will play his music. In 2010, 2010, singer-songwriter Dave Gunning from Pictou County released a tribute album of Cameron's best-loved songs and tunes and went on tour with members of Cameron's band in an effort to capture something of his sound. And that sound, the gently lilting Cape Breton accent, the 12-string guitar, that stage presence, and his ability to win over an audience is something that will never be forgotten. For Through the Years, I'm Ron Neville.
You've been listening to Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings, a Coast 89.7 original production. The Coast 89.7 would like to thank the Community Radio Fund of Canada for its financial support for this special project.